Loudly speaking.
Hey, is Carlos there?
What was your name again?
Estrada with Bank of Cardiff.
Well, hold on 1 second.
All right. Carlos Estrada with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
Good. Hey, okay, sorry, yesterday we got disconnected.
Yeah, I don't even know where we got left off yesterday.
Okay.
It is, this is not going to work for me, you know? I don't even know what we got, where we're going. I don't remember any of the terms or anything. If you can offer me a loan term.
Yeah.
I'm really lost right now with you guys. And
when we did
the first one with you, the first communication, I know that I don't remember what it was, but
sure,
I did not hear from you for almost 2 weeks.
I have a good memory. So the last we spoke was right before your when you went to the Florida convention back in June 3rd, actually, and we just talked about, you know, what you're looking to do with your business plan of, like, you know, doing the flip-flops and business going well and things like that for you, and then you told me to call you back after the convention to see if you need anything, and then yesterday we spoke very briefly. You mentioned that you have a few things going on in with business and in personal.
Let me tell you what happened, but let me ask you. I'm going to be very frank with you,
sure.
And you tell me if you guys can work with us.
Sure.
What we have right now is that everything was okay. But every time you have election year, like I explained, things change. It goes slow,
mm-hmm.
And then the tuition for my kids' school went up a whole lot. Just my daughter was $14,000,
right?
So it put us in a very volatile position because now I have to put the money there. So what we're looking for, I have some short-term loans that I got that is because it's short-term is almost $6,000 a month that we're paying there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get those numbers and pay them off and turn them into a 5-year loan and lower my payments with a decent interest rate. And if we need to use the equipment as collateral, that's fine. If not, well, it's just like a debt consolidation that we're trying to do.
Sure, okay. You mentioned that you had it on deck, right? On deck loan?
Yes, we have on deck. We have two of those, and the big one is $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying like 500 and something a month for that one. And then there's another one, a week, $500 and something dollars a week.
Okay.
That's a very short term. It's only like 12 months.
Uh-huh.
And then we have another one that is like a line of credit for, it's about 13, but we have used about 9. And that one you pay, you're supposed to pay it back in like months, like 9 months or something like that.
Okay.
So it's fine, you know. I mean, we can handle that, but at this point, we would like to have more liquidity on our monthly income and say, okay, we can pay more to this account this month, and us decide to pay it, other than making a commitment.
Yeah.
That has to be, and if you don't pay that now you're default and you're delinquent.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're trying to find out if we can do now. When it comes to our taxes. We are like every business owner out there, and we
right
do as much as I can to deduct as much as I can.
Yeah.
My expenses, my personal expenses come out of the business,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the year, I only report $24,000
okay.
as personal income,
sure.
which is below poverty level.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm telling you this is because, and I want you to be frank with me, because I told another guy the same thing before, and he said, oh, no problem, we can help you and all this and all that.
Yeah.
And what he did, he started outsourcing the loan, and everybody declined me. And that's not what I'm into. I'm after honesty and people that are really, if you tell me you can help me, if your word is fine, if not, I don't even want to waste your time.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so the tax showing low income is fine because we specialize in working as small business owners. So I'm used to seeing negatives and, you know, losses and stuff like that. What we mostly look at is the, you know, the gross sales. Let me see if I had that information from last time. Looks like we didn't discuss it, but what was your gross sales like last year?
It was around 400,000.
Okay. That's
another thing that I want you to realize, that is not garment profit, because we only do the decoration for companies.
Yes.
So our profit is based on decoration only. As a volume sale, it's a lot more, because companies out there can tell you that they sell $2 million, but they have to pay for the garment, they have to pay for the shipping, and they have to pay for all those things. We don't.
Yeah.
What we do is strictly decoration, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I actually had another customer, I think 2 days ago. She bought an embroidery equipment. It's like $15,000. She also does like jerseys and like sports team and that sort of thing. So kind of
the equipment that we have is a lot more than that. Our machines when we bought them, they average $60,000 each. We have multi-heads.
Yeah, yours is a little fancier, bigger. Probably do more, have more attachments or something.
Yes, we do contract work.
Yeah, nice. Okay. So how's this year's sales looking for you? Are you tracking?
It's looking about the same as last, you know, when it comes to month to month.
Okay, cool.
Maybe a little bit better. I can double check on our QuickBooks what the report says.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. And then your on deck loan right now, you said it's $30,000 the balance, or was that the original borrowed amount?
That was original. We've been already making payments on it.
Okay. Do you know what your balance is now?
Let me check, okay? Hold on a second.
Okay. No, that's nice. UCSF? Oh.
Okay, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, yeah, the on date, we owe $30,000 on that one, $30,500, something like that.
Okay, that's the balance.
So we extended it about 4 months ago.
Oh, okay, you renewed it 4 months ago.
Yeah, we already had a history with them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. So your balance of on deck is $30,000. Do you remember how much?
$30,000, it's a small
change.
Line of credit, mm-hmm.
$6,200 is
yes.
Your balance. Okay. And do you remember how much you originally borrowed from OnDeck, like the total payback?
That will be it, I think, no?
Hmm?
Well, if I tell them right now I'm going to pay off this one here, how much the discount will be?
Oh, no, renewed your loan, do you know how much their original borrowed amount was and then how much you got funded?
Oh. Yeah, it was 25. It was 25. Then when we reached 45% of that loan, mm-hmm. then we refinanced that and we extended again for the terms, and then we were able to put a little extra more, you know, because we were like buying this equipment and inks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like I said, it's And everything was calculated and everything is fine. You know, I mean, we can still pay this right now, but mm-hmm. well, struggling months, you know, you can find mm-hmm. yourself in trouble sometimes.
Yeah.
So we will have to cut down on things here and there. But, I mean, it's pay. I mean, we pay. We have excellent record with them and with, you know, what I'm going to get. See?
Yeah, yeah. They're a pretty good company, I would say.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Right. So how much extra? Okay. So let's just say, for example, we have two options here. I can look at one, consolidating your line of credit and your on-deck loan, plus getting you extra capital on top of that. So consolidating the two loans right now with extra capital. Or I can do a separate loan where I just give you additional capital. So how much additional capital on top of, you know, the amount that you owe right now that you would like?
We were thinking about $100,000, and that will be to pay the leasing company to lower the payments there, and to pay on deck.
Okay. So. After paying on deck and the line of credit, you want additional about 60.
Yes. Well, on deck, and then we have the leasing. Remember, we have the equipment leasing.
Oh, the equipment lease. Okay.
Yeah, and they give me when we pay off that, they give you a good chunk of discount. I mean, so it's not so much the value of the lease. There's with the payoff, they discount it. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit.
How much do you owe on the equipment lease?
I'm trying to find it right now because I know you're going to ask me for that. Okay. Well, they're going to get it from me right now.
Okay. Sure, no problem.
Okay. So the loan would now be based on the 1040 that we declare, right? I mean, it will be something else.
It would be based on just the first gross sales, not the net income, the gross sales before the deduction and all that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and that shows perfectly well that we'd be making payments and we have enough to pay for all this.
Yeah, exactly. And then what we do is we look at the bank statement to see, you know, the real time, you know, health of the business, and based on that, the bank statement, that's where we could be able to get, like, the, you know, the most accurate sales basically. So
I have the other three leases that we have is the payoff on those is lease number one will be $32,000, lease number two will be $29,000, and lease number three will be $11,000.
Okay. And these equipment leases, how long have you had these leases?
Oh, I've been working with Geneva for a long, long time. I mean, all every equipment that we have purchased has been at least through them, and we have I think in the history with Geneva, I maybe had a total of about 10 leases with them already.
Wow. Okay.
And then, but a lot of them have been paid satisfactory. One out of these three that we have right now, it was like. Portion of it was took to another buy, and we just eliminated the previous payment and we put it all into one.
So these leases, how long have you had them already for?
These leases have been in existence for, hold on a second. Do you know how long it is since we had this lease when we got it?
Oh my gosh. I don't know how many payments we have left.
Okay. Yes. She's going to find out how many payments left we have on that one, and we'll figure it out because most of their leases are 3 or 4 years.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll see right now.
Sounds good.